How do you keep up to date with industry software and services? With interviews and demonstrations to keep you informed and up to date, here is a great investment of your time. So be sure to catch every episode of the TechSplain series. And remember to hit like and subscribe.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the TechSplain series. We've all been there. We check for a price of an airfare or a hotel stay, go back to book, and the price is different. By now, you will have or should have learned about dynamic pricing. And no, it doesn't have to do with companies knowing your IP address. But do your prices change with demand? Do they change with season or with a celebrity coming to your town in concert? Did you change your rates quick enough? Did you miss out on top dollar? You don't need to worry about missing out when you use revenue management software. And today we'll have an update on a TechSplained we did over 2 years ago. Today I'm chatting with Ryan, who will explain to us what Beyond can do.
Yay.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for coming along today.
Of course. This is my second round on TechSplain. So,
well, time for a
wrap, Annie.
It's been 2 years. I'm sure you do things bigger and better now. So let's find out. But we're going to start the usual way. Ryan, what does Beyond do in one sentence? It can be a long one. If you need.
Beyond is a revenue management system designed to help property managers, hosts, revenue managers, homeowners, anybody interested in short-term rental revenue management, learn more about getting, growing, and keeping more of their revenue within their business.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic. Now, I do seem to recall you enjoyed the first question I asked you, and I didn't even go back to look. But I would like to ask, for those that don't understand, what is the difference between dynamic pricing, revenue management, and a revenue manager? Aspects.
Yeah, this is one of my favorite questions. So you're not wrong there. I think it kind of goes back to really how revenue management has grown as a practice for any industry, any hospitality industry. So we can look to like hotels and airlines and things like that. But I think for short-term rentals, what I like to start out with is there's a lot more to revenue management than just the dynamic pricing piece. So in this industry, we started by learning about dynamic pricing. Beyond brought dynamic pricing to this industry to really elevate pricing strategies. And we've come so far over the past 10 or 11 years now, but there is so much more to revenue management. So I think starting with revenue management, really that's the process of controlling any sort of levers that ultimately impact the likelihood of a guest to book one of the properties that you're managing or one of the rooms that you're managing, whatever it might be. Dynamic pricing is surely a big piece of that. We know that more often than not, the price needs to be right for a guest to book. But they also have to find your properties. They also have to love the photos. They have to love the reviews, the content. It has to be the right size for them. And then the price also has to be right. So revenue management is controlling all of that, controlling the content online, controlling your minimum stay requirements, making sure your tech stack is flowing properly, in addition to maintaining dynamic pricing, where dynamic pricing is actually going to be adjusting your prices and matching it to both supply and demand. A lot of people think dynamic pricing is just increasing rates when demand is high, but it's also decreasing them when it's very low and you need to have a low price in order to get booked. So that's really like the biggest difference between the two. And then a revenue manager is somebody who is, you know, really in a couple different pieces of technology all day long. They're talking to key stakeholders of a business, and they're the ones manipulating those prices, working on content, promotional strategies, marketing strategies, channel optimization. So much can go into what a revenue manager does. And I think that's, you know, what makes this industry so interesting at this point in time, because revenue management means completely different things depending on what type of business you're running, where you are in the world, and ultimately your goals as well. So we've seen, you know, a lot of growth in revenue management specifically, even over the past 5 or 6 years.
Yes, incredible. Yes, I've heard about it. And it's basically someone in your business who's going to squeeze every possible dollar out of that property.
Mm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, if that's your goal, which for most people, that's the goal.
Of course. So I'm a property manager and I want to use Beyond. Can I, what happens? How do I get on board with Beyond? What does it look like? And what do
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah, it's pretty easy. So we work with anybody that is managing even just one listing property, one condo, even one room in their home, all the way up to somebody managing thousands of individual short-term rental properties in maybe different markets, different countries. So the scale is pretty broad, but the easiest way for you to get started is just by connecting one of your listings to our platform. Mm-hmm. So by doing that, you can actually see a bit, you know, of like market data and even data for your own singular property without even taking over your pricing or even really getting started with Beyond. So you can connect directly through your property management system. That's super easy. We've got 60 plus integrations at this point that we've built over the years. But you can also easily just link Airbnb, booking.com, VRBO, easy ways to get connected to the platform as well. So pretty straightforward overall. And then right when you connect, we sort of walk you through sort of the beginner steps of using Beyond, and then you know, there's a lot more to dig into from there.
Mm-hmm. So that's interesting. So to bring the properties over, I can either connect through my PMS, or if I just want to have a look at one and play around, I can just drop in a URL and you'll pull in the information required, and then I can get up and running to have a look anyway.
Yeah, absolutely.
I have to have an account right before I can start pushing out prices, right?
Yes. Yeah. You sign up for free, get your account, get into Beyond, and then that's where you connect. But before you start paying for Beyond or anything like that, you can see everything. So we know that taking over your dynamic pricing strategy or your pricing strategy, for example, is very serious. We don't take that lightly. It's a huge part of your business. You know, things can, you know, can change very quickly. So we want to make sure like you know what's going on. So you review everything before hitting a big green button that says start pricing. So we let you do all of that before you actually implement that strategy. So connecting your account, super easy. And then actually getting into, you know, more of the details of what's going on in your market or your current pricing strategy compared to what we recommend for your property.
Okay. And can we have a look at the dashboard, and can we see all the things that you can suggest for us in terms of the filters or the factors? Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it. So if you were to connect, let's say a property management system, what we do is automatically pull in all of your properties straight to our dashboard. So this is a version of what you would see, albeit this one I've customized quite a bit, pretending to be a revenue manager here. So this is where you sort of jump right into the dashboard, and you can see individual listings here listed under our pricing. We've got the dashboard view, a reservation grid view, and then we'll check on this later for booking reviews here in the system. But basically, we showcase everything here. All of these columns that you see, so where the property is located, if the pricing is syncing to your system appropriately, the health score is a way that we measure just how a property is performing compared to other listings in the market. You know, booking activity, occupancy, a lot of detail here, but really this is meant to you know, help you focus on rolling through a larger portfolio. Let's say you're managing 25, 50, 100 properties. That's not an easy thing to do. So staying organized, staying on top of things, you know, we've really built the dashboard to help you have revenue management peace of mind and know that all of your properties in one place can, you know, be managed. So this is the dashboard that you see right now. Here's that custom columns piece. So you can add anything. We could look at booked in the next week, 14 days. You could look basically by market occupancy for each property, how many nights are overridden with prices over the next couple of days. We're constantly adding more and more of these, which is really cool and really helpful, again, for any sort of those regular reviews that you're doing. So that's one way to just customize just this dashboard view. And then you mentioned filters. So filters are up here on the right. You can filter by pretty much anything your heart desires. Bedroom size, types of amenities, include, exclude specific listings, markets, neighborhoods. We can sort by different performance filters. So if you wanted to look at anything that is below 50% occupancy over the next 30 days, where there's maybe more nights to fill, you could sort just by that. There's a lot here to play around with. And a lot of our users, again, with more than even 10 properties, go here to basically sort and take a look at, you know, what's an easier way to slice up my portfolio for management.
Yeah.
So those filters kind of, you know, are throughout the system as well. So you can set and save those jumping between different views.
Can I ask, what is the health score and how do you determine that?
Yeah, health score. So for this property, for example, you can hover over this little icon and it sort of breaks it down for you. Health score is looking at this property's occupancy against comparable listings, so similar size and similar location in the market. So we're looking at, 7 to 90 days and comparing where this listing is sitting in occupancy compared to the market. So if you're behind occupancy, that's not necessarily a good thing. So you would have a lower health score. Similarly, you'll see here, we call it too high, far in advance. So if you're booked up too quickly, 90 days in advance, you're maybe losing out on a little bit of those higher rates that your competitors are getting. So that would also decrease your health score. So this is occupancy based in one way to look at it, but basically comparing where you are against similar listings and a way for you to sort of act on properties that maybe aren't booking up with their peers.
Hmm. And so you give a range there. What is the range for? Is the range the either end of, you're doing okay and or you're doing too bad? You want to be in the middle?
Yeah. So yeah, we pull basically. So this is a 5-bedroom property. So in this market, then we drill down to the hyperlocal neighborhood level. So we'll pull all 5 bedrooms in that, couple hundred property sort of grouping. And mm-hmm. then we'll say over the next 7, 14, 30, 60, and 90 days of those properties, how often are they booked up? How many nights do they have occupied? And then we'll compare that to this listing. So that's sort of the range that we'll aim for. But again, just supposed to call out if you're under or overbooked, essentially.
Yeah, so that's actually the range of your competitors.
Yeah, so showing like neighborhood, 7 days, other 5 bedrooms in the neighborhood are booked at, 34% occupancy over the next 7 days. This listing is at 28%, so it's not too far off.
Oh, yeah.
But if we look at the next...
Yeah, no. I was actually looking at the 76/58 under the big 59.
Oh, that is the 30-day, 90-day. So you can see this listing, 76%, 58.
Right. Okay. Right.
So again, wait for you to help, kind of transform and even sort of by like, I would start here with these listings. I would focus all of my attention here maybe if I know that they are, this one's overbooked. It looks like a lot of them are mostly overbooked. So there's probably not too much to do outside of maybe I have room to increase my prices here.
Yeah. Oh, very interesting. Okay.
So yeah, we love the dashboard view. Also, at a sort of listing level, you'll see this action column over here on the right. So within here, we can make quick changes for the property if we wanted to increase or decrease the base price, update the minimum. If we had any comments as to these changes, maybe I saw the health score was super, super low. So I decreased the base price. I saved that change here. I can see my previous changes and all that good stuff. Without having to drill down into the listing level page, which we'll take a look at here in a minute.
Mm-hmm.
So this is our main view. We've got a couple more here. Table view is going to be pretty similar, albeit a bit clean without sort of like the property photos if you want a more concise view. But similarly, you can create those custom columns here with any data that you like. So a lot of revenue managers that we work with will sort of start in this view with their saved report. They'll jump in and take a look at their entire portfolio and how things are running.
Mm-hmm.
And then grid view is actually really similar to what you might see in a property management system. At start, this is so much information, but especially for a revenue manager, this is a great way to see, this weekend in 2 weeks is actually pretty open across my portfolio. Why don't I go ahead and make some changes? So here we're looking at posted prices on the calendar. You can see some block dates. You can see in the green, we've got some bookings all by property here on the left. But you can actually look at this by even just pricing overrides. So let's say I'm a revenue manager. This is a, 75 listing portfolio. And I know I have some overrides that I've put in and I want to keep an eye on those to update them. So I can spot one here and maybe say, ooh, I probably want to revisit this override and see if it's accurate. But also I can just kind of click and drag. And let's say I see this hole on the calendar here for these properties. I can go in and change up my minimum stays. I can add a price override. Let's say I want to decrease prices by 15% and also maintain some of our market dynamics there. I can add all these changes in pretty quickly just by looking at gaps in the calendar. So this was a really popular user request over the years, especially because of the certain things you can do on the property management system side as well.
Yeah.
So grid view has been great, covered all those. And then auto booking review is one of our newest features that launched earlier this year, actually. So this is something we've been, our customer experience teams have been using internally for a couple of years now. Basically what this does is you hit this blue button over here and the system goes through and runs a review of all of your properties and their performance since the last time you ran a review. So let's say every Monday I go in and I run a review. We'll go ahead and recommend, oh, this listing got 3 bookings in the short term and occupancy looks higher than the market, you know, for the next week or 7 days or whatever it might be. Auto booking review will recommend a base price increase and you can just accept that change and move on. So this was all designed with efficiency and automation in mind, because a big theme that you'll see throughout the Beyond system is basically, you know, there is so much more to revenue management. So we don't want people to focus all their time and energy on pricing. We want to save people time where possible, but give them the insight to, again, have that peace of mind in their strategy to then go say, okay, I can go deal with Airbnb's crazy, you know, channel optimization options or, you know, booking.com's new promotion that I really need to focus on. We want to build the tools so that they don't have to go and click through every single property every single day. So auto booking review was one of the big ones. And we've been excited about this with most of our users using it.
This is almost like having your own little, your own revenue manager. Your own revenue manager working with you.
Yeah, to a T. And we have to be careful with that because, you know, my background is also in hotel revenue management. That's where I got started. I've been in the short-term rental industry for 5 or 6 years now. And I think as a revenue manager, you are constantly tasked with automating yourself out of a job. I've never seen it happen, even in the hotel and airline space. It's not happening here. We still need human intervention. But yeah, it's a really great tool for revenue managers to just kickstart, you know, even their regular review.
Yeah. And I imagine it'd be a great way to learn too. Like all these things happen with your properties and the prices, and you hit that review and it'll tell you what's been going on. So it actually makes you understand what's been happening and maybe makes you sharper in the decisions.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people do pick up on that too. And we're not only looking at booking performance, we're looking at how often your calendars are hitting minimum stays, overrides, blocks on the calendars. There's a lot that feeds into it. In addition to, you know, year over year performance, things like that for a listing level. So quite a bit that you can look at there. Cool. Well, I just jumped into a specific property. So this is now what we kind of call like our listing level type page in the tool. And you jump right to the calendar. So this is for, you know, I want to look specifically at a property. My owner wants to sit down and take a look at one of these, or, you know, I'm just doing some more fine tuning for specific properties. I can now scroll and see the entire calendar here. Anything in green is a booking. So that means we've made some money. Highlighting over those dates, you can see when it was booked, what it was booked for, all that good stuff. Anything in any shade of blue is an available date. The differences in the blue here are basically just higher and lower prices to help your eye focus on those high and low demand dates. You can see the minimum stay requirement up in the corner there, and then hovering over any date lets us get a peek into basically how our algorithm came up with this price. So every listing starts off with a base price. That should be pretty familiar to folks using any dynamic pricing tool. So you set that base price, that's your starting point. And then we have, you know, 15 plus factors that go into ultimately what rate is calculated at the end here. So you'll see seasonality, day of the week are some of our biggest ones that come into play. You'll also see here for this specific market, we're looking at San Francisco, we're decreasing prices due to the market underperforming year over year. So that's a little bit, you know, again, another touch from our revenue management and data science team that actually go and sort of revenue manage markets on behalf of our users. They go in and say, ooh, this market is pacing, you know, 30% behind for this date. We know demand is down. Your prices need to reflect that. So we show you that here to give you an idea of how your market is performing. Also the flip side, if your market is pacing a lot higher, we increase and add another factor there as well. And then you'll see something here too on this 31st, 2 days before unavailable. So we're dropping the price a little bit there. That speaks to calendar availability and availability yielding. So we know, let me see if I can find maybe a better example. Like here's an example. Let's say somebody wanted to stay the weekend, but they're arriving on Thursday. We know that this Friday is inherently less valuable if nobody can check in on the Thursday. So not by a ton, but we do want to decrease the price a little bit. So another good example is, you know, Saturday is available, but Friday is not. So that Saturday becomes less valuable and you need to decrease the prices. So the system automatically reads your calendar and then adjusts prices as needed, just knowing what a guest can and cannot book.
Mm-hmm.
And then in terms of actually using the calendar here, you can do some pretty cool things. So let's say I'm concerned about June 7th and 8th here, and that Sunday as well not being booked, and I want an override. On the right here, I can get a quick summary of, you know, what that customer would pay. But if I wanted to decrease that price, I could decrease and lock the price. So like a strict override where Beyond is not going to change your price any further outside of what you set. Or I can actually keep maintaining market fluctuations as Beyond reads them, but I want to decrease this price by, let's say, 20%. Mm-hmm. So that decreases the price, but it also says if Beyond sees a last minute event get announced for, you know, a month from now, go ahead and increase the prices. I still want to play with the market a little bit, but I just want to, you know, bring things down a little bit.
Yeah.
So we allow that level of control directly in the tool. You can do that at bulk as well. So if you disagree with the algorithm pricing or where your base prices are set for an event or even an entire month, you can go in there and have that level of control as well.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of events, you know, one of the things when I sort of dipped my toe in dynamic pricing years ago before I, anyway, how do you know? I was always really hesitant, you know, it's like, how do you know, for example, in Sydney when the Easter show is on? It's a year away. And if I don't know, and I was a Sydney, you know, property manager, how do you know? You obviously have access to events as soon as they pop up or, you know, within the next year. I mean, do we place a faith in you that you know all the events?
Yeah, and let me tell you how we do that. So we actually, I call it being agnostic to certain events and really leaning into what the data is showing us. So actually, let me flip to our market data tab. I'm still within the individual listing here, but this will give you an idea of sort of what we see coming in through the data. Mm-hmm. So typically with an event, I don't like to consider an event something necessarily that's taking place in person. Or like a big concert or a convention or any sort of grouping, something like that. We consider an event an abnormal short-term change in demand. So we'll read that in the market. And historically, how the platform has been built is, you know, we can see very granular, forward-looking market occupancy data. Airlines and hotels can't see that. It's a big differentiator for short-term rentals because if one property is booked, it's either booked or unbooked. Ones and zeros versus a hotel that has a bunch of different rooms that you book a room type, you don't really know if you're not actually the hotel revenue manager. So we can see, let's say, a 9 months in advance, we don't have an event that, you know, is historically mapped because that's one way that we do this. Events that happen every single year, stuff like the Olympics, holidays, that our revenue management team goes in market by market and they basically map, okay, Easter is moving here. Let's take this demand, knowing what we know about it shifting in the year and add these dates. They do that years, you know, 5-10 years in advance to make sure those are good. Anything that's like getting announced or something new, we look at spikes in market occupancy and how far away they are from today. So let's say overnight, San Francisco sees a 2.5% spike in occupancy 6 months in advance. That's pretty big because we know not that many people book an urban market 6 months in advance. So there's different dynamics that come into play that then alerts us to say, okay, the system will automatically increase prices just to protect everything. Mm-hmm. And then we'll get an alert. The team will go look at it and say, did something get announced? Is this true demand? Is it just a one-off of a family reunion booking all of their properties all on one day, causing that spike? So we read it and we'll automatically increase prices just to protect things. And then our team will go in and research and say, is this a new concert? And we'll get that added and labeled. But otherwise you'll see it on the calendar as just an increase in local demand. And we increase your prices just to get there even before we know it. Right. You know, we just had the eclipse here in the US. There was a bigger eclipse back in like 2017. And this was actually, you know, one of the first big use cases of that event pricing. Nobody knew what was causing these spikes in pricing a year in advance or these spikes in occupancy. But our system was picking up on it. And we just said for these small towns across the US, let's increase prices. And turns out, you know, a couple months later, all the news started to come out and, you know, we already had our prices up. So that's how we treat events usually. I'll dig into something in a little bit that actually is a newer way that we detect events that I'm really excited about. But historically, that's what we look at. So here you can see future occupancy for this market. So any small changes in occupancy here, we measure, as you know, a bigger event that could possibly happen.
Mm. Yeah, maybe.
So yeah, lots there, but great question. Just a couple other views you can see here. Here's basically 365 days of dynamic pricing if you want to audit holidays, things way far in advance. We've got a stats page here that basically showcases performance at the property level. These mm-hmm. are great downloads for like owners or stakeholders that want to know sort of what's going on with the property. We've got that market data and then listing level customizations, which there are many. I'm not going to go over all of them, but minimum stays, seasonal minimum stays by day of week. I mean, how granular you want to go, it's going to be in this customized tab. You can adjust all of these at a bulk level as well. We do gap prices. So if automatic gaps pop up on your calendar, we can manipulate the pricing and minimum stay requirements, all in that same vein of saving everybody some time here. Mm. The last thing I'll call out, revenue goals here. We now allow you to track and set revenue goals. So we knew, especially this year, really, really important to set these goals. We want to help people try to forecast their own revenue performance for the year. It's a cornerstone of revenue management. So this was a one way to help people set those at a listing level.
Oh, great.
Cool. Well, that's a lot of our dynamic pricing tool and certainly the bread and butter of Beyond. But there's a bit more I want to jump into, and it all kind of lives here on this this dashboard in the pricing tool. But mm. Insights is really something that we built out back in 2019. Thankfully, right before 2020, when everybody was craving, you know, for a ton of market data and a ton of their own data as well. So Insights is really actually the starting point for a lot of users now to go in and see how is my portfolio performing? How is it performing compared to last year, to my goals? What is that looking like? So we showcase here like total revenue on the books for this portfolio. You can slice this so many different ways. The same filters that we looked at earlier are in here, and there's actually a few more. As a revenue manager, I go in and look at, you know, what's been booked over the past week. So I can just look at, you know, since my last round of changes, what happened basically, what went well, what didn't go well. But I can also take this revenue chart and basically look at, you know, more of a lens view of individual properties and sort by this. So if I wanted to see properties that were pacing behind last year and want those to be my main focus, I can easily look at those. I can export this. Mm-hmm. We've also got, you know, occupancy data, ADR data, everything you want about your listings in here to be able to view at that high level, but then also drill down into as well. Yeah. So there's quite a bit here that you can pull in, which is great. We also have, again, more of a simplified lens view here at like the listing level. A lot of people use this for reporting as well. And then last year we launched Pro. So Beyond Pro is a set of new features with quite a bit of data in here. That again was really the culmination of a lot of user requests, but then also a lot of what our data science team worked on for a couple of years. So we formally launched comp sets in Insights. So you can now create new comp sets for individual listings. You can even create a comp set for an area where you don't have a property. So this is great for people that are looking to expand their business to new markets, or they're just curious and want to take a look. Yeah. So we can actually try that one here. Let me try like a Florida Panhandle comp set. And basically here we're looking at, you know, you can pick any bedrooms that you want. So let's do 3-bed, 2-bath maybe. And now I can basically just create and pick which individual listings on this map that I want in my comp set. So there's quite a bit you can do here. Again, more in sort of exploration of new markets, but this was a really big user request over the years. Still excited about this. And pretty soon we'll also have, so this includes Airbnb VRBO data. And later on this month, actually, we'll have booking.com data in here as well for people to use.
Wow.
So excited about comp sets. That was a big release with Pro last year. And then also search data, which I actually just preloaded here on the Insights page. This was the big update that I talked about earlier on the pricing side. So we started to pull search data from property managers' direct booking websites. So what this does is basically say, there's somebody on your website that searched for this specific date range in this specific area with this amount of bedrooms and this many amenities. That data is really valuable just to see what people are searching for and then analyzing that data from there. So we summarize all that data for you in Insights. So here you can see a heat map of where people are searching. So again, going back to like revenue management is marketing. If I'm a large property manager, I'm maybe focusing my paid ad strategy with targeted keywords in these specific regions, getting more people to book my properties and growing some of these feeder markets. But I can also see which dates, which weekends here on the right, a lot of people are searching for. I can hover over any date here. This is the last Saturday in May this month. How often people are searching for different lengths of stay. You can see a lot of people here are searching for 7-night stays. So that's really popular heading into summer. So you can see all that on the right. I can see conversion. So as a revenue manager, conversion on my website is probably a red or green flag. If I see a ton of people searching, but nobody booking, well, why is that? Is the price too high? Is there a technical issue? As a revenue manager, I can drill into that and sort of act as a, you know, almost a doctor trying to figure out what's going on.
Yeah.
I can see popular amenities. So if I'm trying to convince an owner to add, you know, maybe a hot tub to their listing, I can say, hey, we're getting searches for it. We're seeing that. Here's more proof to add more value to your individual property.
Can I just clarify, this data is coming from your own direct booking site, or it's coming from people looking on Airbnb and VRBO as well?
This is coming from your own direct booking website. So okay, not Airbnb and booking.com. I doubt they would ever give up that information, but we would love to see it if they want to. So yes, it's direct booking website data to give you an idea of who's searching on your own website.
Yeah.
And you can, you would see that up here too, if you had multiple websites or different things you wanted to take a look at.
Yeah.
Now the other half of this that is, in my opinion, a lot more powerful and a lot more automated and easy is actually folding this data into your pricing algorithm. So anybody on Beyond Pro using search data, they are also getting that data fed into their website, so or into their pricing. So what we've seen there is, again, going back to that event detection type of method, if we see a lot of people start to search for a certain date, we can assume that something's going on. If Taylor Swift announces a tour and we don't see people book up yet and see that in the occupancy way far in advance, we read it first on your website. Oh my gosh, a bunch of people are searching. You know, this convention just got announced, or, you know, the Super Bowl just got announced in your city, whatever it might be, we can now get ahead of it. So before, we had to rely on people booking in the market, which means that, that there's somebody in the market getting booked at a low price, right? If there's never been an event on that date before, this gets a step ahead of that in anticipating truly guest behavior based on their searches, so that there aren't any what we call sacrificial bookings, you know, people that have to get booked up at low rates for us to know that an event is going on. Yeah. This gets us a step ahead. Yeah. So we've seen very powerful results here in increases in average daily rate and revenue per available night on people that are using that additional search factor. But it also goes the other way. If we're seeing low searches for a certain day, we'll decrease your prices based on that. So it actually does help. We've seen an immediate impact in helping length of stay. It actually helps boost length of stay by upwards of 10% or more, because we're decreasing some of those shoulder dates that are less in demand. So really powerful and cool stuff here. I'm excited to roll this out moving forward. We actually just launched this availability at a market level for anybody that doesn't have a direct booking website. So anybody you know, that's managing maybe just a handful of listings, or they haven't made the jump to having their own direct booking website, we now, for about 30 markets globally, have this available for all users to use Search Powered Pricing. So very excited about this moving forward, and one of our big updates from last year.
Yeah. I don't know if it's in that particular window where I wanted to ask you about this. You're looking at search, right? People are searching. What about, I know somewhere on your website, it's the equivalent of the abandoned cart. What happens if people are searching and they're going to book, but they don't? Is that sort of like popping up here as well?
Yeah, so we can see here, so there's an example here, like the daily conversion chart. So this is showing for every single day, how many sessions are on your website, how many bookings are made, and then basically that conversion rate. But if you go down even further, you can see things like search volume, so the number of searches with targeted dates and things like that, page timing and how long people are on there, again, sort of more like website maintenance. And then this is going to be sort of that conversion funnel. So people that are on your website, just like taking a look, people that actually get to a property view, and then how many people actually make a booking from being on that property page. So there's a couple places to see like conversion and things like that. In terms of abandoned carts, what I would want to look at is sessions, searches, bookings, and then conversion here to see like, is there a spike in people basically at a high level, like not booking? But right now, no way to pull like a list of, let's say, an IP user, somebody that abandoned their cart for retargeting. That would still be in sort of like on the website side or digital marketing side. The last thing in Insights that we launched last year was Market Insights. So this actually was just a realization that we sit on a mountain of data. We've been collecting data for about 12 years now globally. So we just wanted to share that with users. So this basically, you can see connected data here is what we call partner data. This is all true in the market. So we can see actual ADRs in the market, actual rep pan versus scrape data, OTA data that we showcase right here that does show like posted rates, occupancy levels, and then we get into reviews. We just added average cleaning fees and service fees for average listings. Cancellation policies is a good one. This is always a good gut check for revenue managers on sort of their policies and then top amenities as well. So this was like a nice bonus of all the data. And you can really just search for anywhere and everywhere here to get all that and then even download it as well.
Yeah, great.
That's the core of pricing and insights and a lot of the data that we have. Let me jump to a couple others here. So we've been speaking about sort of like direct booking websites and Signal. Signal was a product that we launched back in 2020. Really, again, folding directly into revenue management. I think direct booking websites and direct booking sources have been a topic pretty evergreen for many, many years now in the industry. So no news to anybody, but having your own direct booking website is super huge. Much lower fees in terms of distribution. You're in control of everything, obviously. You do want to have a sizable presence and business to be able to maintain a website like this. So we offer Signal as custom-built websites. I think of it as two products, custom-built websites and then the actual booking engine. This is what we would call, you know, the booking engine, plugging in your dates, searching. That's what's syncing with your PMS to get availability, also to get pricing. And then also if somebody were to make a booking, sending that information back to your system as well. So we've got great websites that convert super, super well. Conversion is the name of the game when it comes to Signal. Custom pages here, all that good stuff. In terms of updates and things, everything is either self-service or done for you. So very straightforward on any updates. We'll go through kind of like a search process here, but here's basically, you know, your search results page. Pretty much everything here is customizable. So a lot of people just work directly with our Signal team to get their site launched. Pretty straightforward from there. Here's sort of like your booking quotes and everything, and all that good stuff. So that is, definitely a core piece of the business, because if we talk about revenue management, we end up talking about, direct booking websites at the end of the day.
I have to say that, it was really great to see Signal when I opened up that landing page, if you wouldn't mind going back to it. Only because that one. Only because when I was doing my homework about Beyond, I opened that up and I go, what the? That's the beach that I grew up on.
I mean,
like, wow,
what a coincidence.
Okay. Yeah.
So, it's a beautiful beach.
Yeah, it is. It is, but it's got sand. I prefer the one. Anyway, totally. So my question is, I love that you've got a website. The Okay, is it a standalone? Are you hosting it? Because one of the things that I advise and I hear a lot about out there about direct booking websites is that you don't want to be tied necessarily to a company. So you don't want your website through your PMS, because one day you may change your PMS and then you're stuck. So if someone has a Signal website through Beyond, if they decide we don't want to use Beyond anymore, do they lose their website?
No. So kind of two pieces there, but on the actual website piece, I mean, that is easily transferable, right? In terms of like your content and things like that. Yeah. When we talk about the actual booking engine, I think that's actually where people should, you know, lay their focus. Not every booking engine is integrated with every property management system. So, you know, when moving your website, you would just want to make sure that like that can be as one-to-one as possible. Yeah. But certainly a very easy switch. Obviously, like the back end would no longer be managed by Beyond, but we make it as easy as possible to basically offload. It more so just depends on kind of like where you're going and making sure that like that, you know, it can be one-to-one. Yeah. But the moving the website piece is very straightforward. The booking engine, you just want to make sure that not only is there a direct integration, but like you have the same features available and features supported through that integration. So anybody looking to do that, I would say like those should be your first questions to ask. But certainly our team is ready to help anybody who's looking for a change.
But just the fact that it's doable and you're not going to lose any, you know, data or anything, you can actually do it. That's great. So this website is you do it for me or I can do it. I mean, if I want to make a change, for example, if I want to add, So it's connected to my property management, my PMS. So if there's a new property there, is it automatically going to push to this?
Yep, absolutely. Okay. So for any connections and things like that, you know, we've built all those out to handle anything new. And then for any changes that you want to make, it just kind of depends on like the severity. For anybody super savvy, we basically open it up and say, hey, do what you want. We find more often than not, people don't want to do that and would rather request a change or things like that. So from like content and photos and things like that, that is totally in the hands of users and very easy to change. Okay. If we're talking about like website structure and things like that, we can make it as easy as possible, but for the most part, most people aren't too interested in.
You just want to, you know, ChatGPT is giving you a new description and you want to pop that in. That's easy enough to do.
Easy peasy. Yep.
Great. Look, this is great because a lot of people ask me about websites and now I know there's another one I could suggest. Good.
Yeah. And we've always seen good results. So you can even check some real, this is a fake example, but you can see some real examples on our website as well.
Yeah. And you've organized it with SEO and all that sort of stuff. I mean, I've got my notes, but I mean, it's all on the website there. It's
So as you launch, that's all there, but then also the ongoing updates. So if there's some big new SEO update that we want to push out, we just basically push those out to every Signal website, let you know on your behalf, but there's no, you know, it's a partnership at the end of the day. We're not just leaving you high and dry after the website is built. Like it's an ongoing thing because we know SEO is certainly one of those things that keeps changing.
Yeah. Yep. Good. Very, very.
So yeah, that's Signal.
Yeah.
Love our Signal products. And then basically our newest product that we launched here, Signal, before this, Signal was our newest product. But late last year, we launched Tally, which is our payment processor. So how this came about actually was a couple years ago, even like pre-2020, we knew that in speaking with property managers, a lot of people were either pretty, you know, satisfied with their payment processor, but not necessarily delighted or like willing to speak highly about it directly, or they were pretty unsatisfied. Yeah. So we started to do some digging and basically figured out a way for us to easily build a payment processor. So we set out to do that. Over the past couple of years, we basically built out Tally as a payment processor specifically for short-term rental, you know, business providers. Mm-hmm. And we launched in the fall of last year directly with Barefoot as one of our PMS partners. And what we quickly learned with some of our first initial users on Tally was that a lot of them were saving quite a bit of money from where they were beforehand. So now, almost a year later at this point from launch, On average, Tally users save about 11% on payment processing costs when moving from their previous provider. Wow. So that's been a huge realization for us and our users, and super exciting this year too. I mean, I'm sure you've heard, but short-term rental markets are incredibly competitive. Supply is growing. Demand is, you know, either growing or slowing down depending on where you are. And a lot of people are really looking to that bottom line. So being able to prove where we can save them some money in something as kind of trivial as payment processing has actually been a huge success for us. So this is the Tally dashboard. There isn't too much to dig into on a payment processing dashboard, but you know, it's very easy to navigate and drill into. We've had great feedback from finance teams and accounting teams with property managers in terms of using this, looking here at payouts, but also disputes, invoices, individual transactions, and all that good stuff. So it's been very easy for people to get set up and get started. Right now, anybody on Barefoot, we have a direct integration with, and then we have a couple other supported PMSs like Escapia, Track, Logify, that all go through authorize.net as a payment gateway. So really, we've been talking to property managers and anybody interested in saving money on their payment processing costs, you know, usually are interested in taking a look. So that's sort of been our latest focus. You know, tying payment processing to revenue management is actually kind of easy because we're all just trying to optimize the bottom line of any short-term rental business. So that's really been our goal with Tally.
Yeah. Fantastic. Oh, yeah. Payment gateways, that can be a pain.
Yeah.
I've never heard anyone.
We've had a team working on it for a while.
I've never heard of anyone being delighted by a payment gateway. Let's see how Tally can do.
Yeah. Hey, that's what we're trying to do. So yeah. I'll keep you posted. Maybe in the next TechSplained update, I'll give you an update on how happy Tally customers are.
Okay.
And that's all I got. As far as, you know, the dashboard, the system, walking through the whole thing as a user, that was a lot, but, I hope it kind of showcased all our latest updates, at least from last time.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it's been a really great catch up. So I know we have covered a lot, but what would you say would be Beyond's unique selling point?
Yeah, I'd say there's a couple, first and foremost. I will say since day one, you know, back in 2012, 2013, we first brought dynamic pricing standalone to the industry. And really our focus there for a number of years, 4 or 5 years, was education. We really had to prove to people that those manual pricing strategies or flat seasonal pricing strategies just were not optimal for your business. And it took quite a bit of convincing. But that also sort of forced us to really build out a massive customer experience team. So now that team lives globally across our support, onboarding, implementation, and then customer success teams. So we are actually there as a partner to help you with your business. We know that revenue management is constantly evolving. This industry is constantly evolving. Markets are, you know, never the same now. Yeah. Every single year is completely different. So I'd say really one of our biggest differentiators is that, you know, you can get somebody on the phone. You've got somebody here that you can talk to. A lot of people, I mean, we just walked through that and I've been using this tool for many, many years now. But for new users, we understand that there is a lot to dig into. There's a lot of controls. There's so much data. So we really strive first and foremost to being an extension of our customers' teams and really helping them through the process, not only with the basics of dynamic pricing and revenue management, but also talking about, hey, have you heard about this new Airbnb tool or booking.com tool? Like, does it work? What are other property managers saying? We've built those partnerships over the years, and I think it really is pretty much the biggest differentiator that we have that is super impactful. And then on that same sort of people in our team, I mean, I love our team a lot. Our revenue management and data science team is actually the team that I started on here at Beyond. So very near and dear to my heart. But that group is just so in tune with the data. They are so careful and meticulous because, again, this is really serious stuff for people to trust us with their pricing strategy and trust us to bring this data and knowledge alongside what they're bringing from their own market and their own business. So that revenue management team hand launches markets. We didn't launch the world in a day. We went market by market and launched where we are today. They go through and rebuild markets. Every time the Olympics happens, there's somebody that's focused on the Olympics for the better part of 18 months with what's going on, what's happening. For Tokyo 2020, that was me until it all got washed away. So really the people behind it are so powerful, and we will never say that Beyond is a set it and forget it tool, or that you can just get in and easily get up and get going. Like, it takes a lot to really maximize your strategy, but you know, we know everybody wants to make more money year over year, depending on the market, that may or may not be possible. But we want to help make sure that even if your entire market is down and everybody's underperforming, you're still number one. You're still getting your fair share of the market and even more than that. And we are helping you do that on the back end. So I would say both our customer experience teams and our specifically our revenue management and data science teams are really the most impactful in terms of delivering consistent value to our users over many, many years.
Mm, fantastic response. Thank you for that. That's great. Now, who is your target audience? What size property manager is your ideal customer?
Yeah. So ideal property manager is, you know, let's say anybody with more than 10 properties, but we support hosts. We support individual homeowners that want to manage their own property. It's a wide spectrum. I will say our philosophy has been build for the biggest, most advanced property manager that wants everything, and then boil that down to something that just a host needs. Yeah. A host doesn't, you know, necessarily need super advanced tools, or this isn't their main job. It's like a side hustle to earn more money, and they want something easy to use. So we started building for those massive property managers, and then over time have really refined how we even introduce the idea of dynamic pricing to someone like a host who isn't doing this all day long. So, you know, anywhere from 1 to 5,000 properties, I think, is really our target segment. Yeah. But we've learned a lot over the years too, to build and support everybody along that way, because as you splice up by number of properties or even by region, it can change a lot.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of region, where is your audience? Are you global? Because you were talking about, you know, the different pockets of hand launching. Are you a global company? Is your audience global?
Yes, absolutely. So I mentioned we started with some of the biggest markets. We started mostly with like urban, building those out back in 2013, and then have launched thousands of markets since then. So in terms of market coverage and where we can support users, the entirety of North America, all of Europe, and then all of Australia, many, many markets from there. Basically anywhere where there's enough groupings of short-term rental properties to look at the data and create a market, we're live. You can check directly on our website. You can plug in the URL of your listing to check as well, whatever is easiest. But at this point, I think we can support 99% of short-term rental managers everywhere. Does that mean we have market coverage in remote places? No, but we can support the majority of users. And we do have customers globally. Really early on, I think because we started with a lot of urban markets, we were able to get some property managers globally first to start. But since then, we've really run wild, I would say, with market creation. The map that we have, there's a map, and it's crazy. It's a lot of markets.
Great. Okay. Now, what is the pricing to use Beyond? What's the pricing model?
Yeah. So, you know, a couple different pricing plans depending on both service levels that we offer and then the products that we just ran through. Mm-hmm. So at a high level, you know, for just dynamic pricing, we charge 1% of every booking that we price. So that actually goes back to the integrations that we build. Every integration we build is two-way. You don't see that everywhere in the industry, but basically we're sending prices and settings over to your property management system and then pulling back reservation data, you know, consistently. So that allows us to see which bookings that we priced. And then in your account, you can actually see each individual line item as a reservation and what we charge as 1% of that booking. Mm-hmm. So that incentivizes us to maximize your revenue. We're not just going to collect our $5 a month and say, here's a dynamic pricing curve, go have fun. Mm-hmm. We're incentivized to really make your listing as much money as possible in both low and high season, depending on wherever we are in the world. And then for other products like Signal is a flat fee to get your website built. So that one's a pretty easy one. And then Tally just depends on sort of like different fees or transactional fees based on different payment types.
Yeah, sure. And is there a contract? Are you locked into a contract with Beyond?
It depends. Some of our customers are, that sort of, unlocks more and more possibilities. But no, if you wanted to get started today, you can just sign up. We do have a free trial available for everybody. So you can sign up and get access to that just to kind of see. That's actually when we do start your pricing. And then you can go month to month or sign anywhere from a 1 to 3 year contract, just depending.
Yeah. Lovely. Okay. Now we've come to the end of the usual questions. Was there anything that we didn't touch on that you think we need to know about Beyond?
I don't think we did, but I think we covered everything. I will just say, keep an eye out for more this year. We're constantly working on additional features, more data, and really working closely with our customers on what they want. So we have a lot coming even over the next 2 months that are like user requests. So keep an eye out on more to come there. We are constantly sharing sort of what's going on in the industry. So if you're interested in looking into more market specific data, we usually share that on all of our marketing channels. And then you can also see it in the tool. So this year has been an interesting start and we're already in May, which is crazy. So very much looking forward to the rest of the year and what we see in some of these markets.
Yeah, lovely. Okay. If anyone has any questions for Ryan about Beyond, please do pop them in the comments below. And Ryan, I will put the link for Beyond in the description below. Thank you so much. It's been lovely to see you again 2 years later.
Thank you. This has been great. Happy to do a refresh and an update. We should just get this on the calendar in 18 to 24 months and we'll do it all again.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, looking forward to seeing where you're at in 2 years' time. This has been already a nice big leap in the last 2 years. Lovely.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, thank you for the time. I appreciate the opportunity, Deborah.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode. If you'd like to catch up on ones you've missed, just head to thetechsplainedseries.com. Or if you're short for time, you can head to thetechminis.com where you'll find extra short interviews. See you next time.